The lasting impacts of Jim Crow can't always be seen with our eyes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Ruth Thompson Miller, assistant professor of sociology at the University of Dayton, discusses how some scars are carried on the inside.
I've studied the effects of the Jim Crow segregation laws, when the law of the land required separate facilities for African Americans and whites. When we talk about those days, we often talk about drinking fountains, restrooms, buses, and schools, but it was much more than that. The law also condoned white violence against African Americans. I've talked with many elderly African Americans who lived during that time. Most knew someone who was raped, had land stolen, or who was injured or killed. As with many forms of violence, once the violence ends, the stress and negative psychological impact can continue. Imagine living every day of your life with the fear of death. The research on the long-term impact is compelling. The cumulative experiences of traumatic racial events have caused long-lasting psychological consequences for African Americans, which we call segregation stress syndrome. The symptoms include a loss of trust, feelings of fear and nervousness around the group that caused the trauma. People who suffer often avoid triggers, the places and things that are reminders of the traumatic event. The children and grandchildren of survivors may also suffer. It's passed down socially and biologically by the way we parent, the role models we have, the stories we tell, and our unconscious displayed emotions. Segregation stress syndrome can't be cured, only treated. Jim Crow laws were struck down many years ago, but we still see the effects today.
That was Ruth Thompson Miller of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.
Oh, Jim Crow, what's wrong with you? It ain't your name, it's a thing.